This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, could not be with us live, but he sent in a pre-recorded audio of today's program. So let's get over to hear what Andy had to say for us. Andy?
Hi, Dave. It is great to be on Lickin' on Lending again. This is Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, and today I am going to talk about knowing your numbers, accounting, like going to the dentist. We hate it, but we know we need to. So here's a quick side note. I'm visiting my in-laws, and yesterday I was on a big pontoon boat with my brother-in-law out in the middle of a huge lake in Tennessee. And after about an hour or so, I noticed that the gas gauge on the boat was on empty. So I asked my brother-in-law, how much gas do we have? And he said, well, I put in some gas last week, and then I drove 5 or so hours or so, something like that. So we should have enough. And I thought to myself, I'd really rather not have to paddle by hand a pontoon boat half a mile, 3/4 of a mile down a lake. So I thought to myself, I would rather have a gas gauge. So you may think, well, how does this relate to knowing your numbers? Think about the mortgage company that every month end has to have enough money to run payroll, has to have enough money to close all of the loans that are scheduled to close and contribute the necessary funds to get everything closed. So every mortgage company then needs a gas gauge to be able to talk about how much cash is left at the end of the month. Do we have enough cash in order to fund all of our month-end transactions? So I like it when mortgage companies have a cash flow dial, just like a gas gauge, but it's for money that we have available to spend on things for the business to keep everything running smoothly. As we all know, mortgage companies go through a lot of cash. Borrowing money to fund the loan, receiving cash when the loan is sold. Lots of cash flow goes through the company, but surprisingly, there's actually a demand for cash within a mortgage bank. So it's important to have your finger on the pulse or your eye on the cash flow dial, especially at month end and in and through the first week of the month until all the loans are purchased or loans are or loan purchase activity accelerates. And if you're thinking about retaining servicing, which a lot of folks are, that's a tricky issue because the profit may show that we made 1.25 on the servicing, but in a cash flow basis, there won't be any cash. Mortgage servicing rights is a non-cash event. So again, you can't spend MSR, you can't spend mortgage servicing rights. So you have to have cash flow. So that's where we need to make sure that our dial is adjusted so that we do have enough cash to support our activity, even when we are retaining servicing. So all of this is part of the Simple Steps to a Healthy Business by me, Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, the book that I'll be releasing soon. It's always a pleasure, Dave, to join the Lickin' on Lending team and to speak to the Lickin' on Lending listeners. Thanks for listening. I hope everybody has a great week.
Thanks, Andy. That's a good analogy about being out on the boat. How many times? Well, I filled up the gas last week. Well, how many times have you had the boat out? Well, that's no different than, okay, had a lot of money when I checked to the bank last month, and then how much there? So cash utilization is always a challenge. Number of people that don't understand that in our industry is quite astounding. Good job, Andy Schell. Appreciate it. Welcome, and thank you for what you're doing, and safe travels back, and look forward to having you back here. He's also my sponsor for my CMB exam, so I'm excited about that. Andy Schell can be reached at Dr. Schell, S-C-H-E-L-L, doctor spelled out, by the way, at mbs-team.com. Good to have him with us. I want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, as well as Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility, RE, Modex, and so many others. Check out all of our sponsors on our sponsorship page. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everybody, and look forward to talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.